Laura Wright, this is the second time we've done an interview. We did one at exactly the same time last year, but this year one of us has been promoted. You're now an ambassador for Team Army. What does that mean, and why are you so passionate about this?
I guess that means that I will hopefully be here for a few more years to come, but also getting involved in a lot of the events in the upcoming 12 months with Team Army, and really supporting them through their journey, and supporting their athletes, of course, to sort of show the world what they have achieved and how incredible they are as a group of people.
Because there are some tremendously inspirational stories. And that's really the story, isn't it, of Team Army, the idea that you can take someone, harness skills that perhaps even they didn't know they have, to make them into champion sports performers.
Absolutely. I think with regards to the award that I presented tonight, the Adaptive Sports Award, I think it just goes to show that in such a short space of time, these people become professional athletes. And the most important thing is that they have the support network and they are treated as professional athletes. And that means that they can go on and continue to do greater things and become incredibly successful. And coming from a background where it's incredibly disciplined, you might say, I think they bring that through into their training. And it shows, because they are just so honourable as people.
Yes. It's been quite a year for you as well.
It's
been good. You gave us a little taster of what kind of year you've had when you sung a couple of songs for us, one which you wrote yourself and one which was The World in Union, of course, which you sung at the start of the Rugby World Cup. We're in a room of maybe a few hundred people, but it was like a performance in a stadium. You really took the roof off. It really was something to behold.
Thank you. Yeah, I think based on a classical piece of music, I think being a classical artist and being trained in a classical way meant that I could kind of give it something a little bit different. And of course, when I performed it at the opening ceremony, it was incredibly special. But to perform it here tonight, actually, I think it felt even more special, because it's an environment where you can see everyone's faces, you can see their reactions, most of which were good as well, which is always a positive. And I just think, again, performing my own song, Invincible, which I sang last year, is just such a special moment. The words for me really ring true about what this event is about.